Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hour number three, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5. The game, Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Tuesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Big show today. Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports will join us at 9 o'clock. We'll get into all things NFL with him. And then Jamie Watson, Nashville SC analyst, will join us at 9:30. We'll look ahead to the big match tonight between Nashville SC and Toronto. So looking forward to that. Joe, let's revisit our poll question of the day at 102.5 The Game on Twitter. If you had to pick one of these Titans running backs of all time in their prime for one drive to win the game, who would you take? Eddie George, Chris Johnson, or Derrick Henry? So we're sticking strictly with Titans running backs here. We've had some people ask where Earl Campbell is on the list. He did not play for the Titans. He did, in fact, play for the Oilers. But Titans-wise, Eddie George, Chris Johnson, Derrick Henry. So far, Derrick Henry receiving 51% of the vote, Eddie George at 35%, Chris Johnson at just 14%. Are we surprised that the number is so low for Chris Johnson, given how incredible he was in his prime here with the Titans?
I guess when I think about a drive to win the game, you assume you're going to have at least a couple short yardage plays, maybe at least one short yardage play. So you got to be able to do everything. So I guess I'm not all that surprised. I'm not surprised Derrick Henry would be leading. I think the fact that he's the guy now, first of all, gives him an edge. But I think he probably has the edge anyway. I do think that if you think about it in terms of being able to catch the ball and be out there in any situation, Chris Johnson, you could argue, has a little bit of an edge.
Let's go to Kim on Twitter. Kim says, I'll take the Eddie that scored in the Super Bowl by sheer determination and will, not the Eddie that let Ray Lewis take the ball from him in the following year. That was a great touchdown by Eddie George in the Super Bowl. Just churning those legs, getting in. There's a couple plays by Eddie and Steve McNair on that comeback in the Super Bowl were pretty incredible. But Eddie George, didn't go so well for the Titans in the playoffs the next year. That Ravens game still hurts. Hurts a lot of Titans fans around here.
Yeah. I mean, Eddie George, this guy who – I'm trying to remember Eddie George as a pass – it wasn't even really a thing that they tried much, right?
I mean, he caught a few, but, yeah, it wasn't much.
They
tried
it in week one at Buffalo in 2000.
Yeah.
The rematch of the Music City Miracle.
Which that crowd was hostile in that game.
It was. And late in that game, he dropped like a 30 or 40-yard pass downfield. It was on the final drive. It was something like that, yeah.
I do want to pass along quickly, and we'll get back to this discussion right after. Some breaking news from Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network. The Titans are signing former Rams kicker Sam Sloman to their practice squad, per his agent. So, more kicking fun for the Tennessee Titans.
I can't tell you for a second and a half there when you just said Tom Pelissero
breaking news on the Titans.
I was like, come on.
Same here.
I saw the panic on both of your faces.
And you're going to give me some Sam Sloman news?
We got to kick some field goals, baby. Come on.
Does this mean that Giorgio Tavecchio's time on the practice squad is...
Could be. Maybe they're picking up all the
coming
kickers.
Coming to a close, yeah. Keep rotating them through.
Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Do y'all think Derrick Henry stiff arms Ray Lewis like he did Earl Thomas? Probably not. Probably not doing to Ray Lewis what he did to Earl Thomas.
I would love to see Derrick Henry right now, Ray Lewis in his prime, and what would happen in a stiff arming situation. That would be awfully fun.
Oklahoma drill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Derrick v. Ray.
Yeah. Man.
Well, that goes back to the playoff game we talked about last week between the Titans and the Ravens, where Eddie George and Ray Lewis met. And Eddie George basically pile drove him into the ground.
Now,
I say that. Ray Lewis has also gotten the better of Eddie George on a few hits as well. I mean, that happens when you meet as often as they did. But it would be very fascinating to see what Derrick Henry versus prime Ray Lewis would look like.
I'd like to know, for the Titans fans, on that play, which I mean, yeah, of course. Of course, Ray Lewis got Eddie plenty of times, but that play was so impressive. How does that compare to, like, the best of Derrick Henry's, you know, stiff arms, like, the, you know, throwing Josh Norman aside like a ragdoll? I got to think that that's still a more impressive play than any of those Derrick Henry plays. Am I wrong? No.
The 99-yard run.
Yeah.
Well, okay. You're talking about the whole run. I'm talking about just the physical confrontation moments. Okay?
Given who it was.
The run
itself,
I agree. I mean, the run itself, what can you say?
But, like, there's nobody in today's game that compares to Ray Lewis, right? Like, just how good he was.
And that was just disrespectful. Yeah. Just, you know.
And then they got up and yelling at each other. I mean, it's great.
Yeah, that's big time.
Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Ben texts in and says, I pick Lindale White. He's the same as Henry, but cheaper. I don't know if Lindale White is the same as Derrick Henry.
The same as Henry.
Oh, yeah, he's the same.
Oh, my goodness.
How long was he good?
1 year.
About seven games.
A good season, maybe? Yeah, not even a whole season?
Yeah, oh, wait, smash and dash.
Yeah.
I mean, long enough for there to be a nice little nickname.
That may be the most insulting thing anyone's ever said about Derrick Henry. Oh, my goodness.
Lindale White is the same as Henry.
Jeez.
Wow.
That's bad.
Got a texter that says, I'll take Ray Lewis in that matchup all day. When is Derrick stiff-armed someone that's not a small defensive back? Ryan Clark influencing a lot of people with Derrick Henry.
Well, he's definitely stiff-armed linebackers.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no doubt. I guess I don't know if he's stiff-armed a nose tackle, you know. But he has absolutely.
Tony Siragusa out there?
He has stiff-armed.
Pushed him out of the way.
He has stiff-armed linebackers. But, yes, obviously, when you get the little guys, that's when you really throw them around a little bit.
Who are you guys taking? If you had to pick between the three, if you've got Eddie George in his prime, Chris Johnson in his prime, Derrick Henry right now, which we would consider his prime, of those three running backs, you got one drive, it's a tie game, the playbook is open, and you can go win a game. Who are you taking?
I go with Derrick Henry.
It's very close for me between Derrick Henry and Chris Johnson.
Really?
Because of the multifaceted approach with CJ2K. I mean, you can dump it off to him, he can make something happen and make something out of nothing. You know, even in short yardage situations, he had the 4th-and-1 against the Pittsburgh Steelers in the 08 season.
And it was different. Like, you didn't hand it off to him up the middle.
No.
You pitched it to him.
Pitched it to
him.
And
you gave him the option to shake somebody out of their shoes.
Yeah, and I think it was Troy Polamalu that he did that to in that game. It was 4th-and-1 in the red zone. So, it's close between CJ2K and Derek. And I love Eddie. Love Eddie. But it's close.
Yeah.
I'd probably lean Derek, but it's very close between Henry and Johnson for me.
I think it's close, too. I'm probably – what do we make of – because I kind of buy this a little bit. We had somebody on Twitter point out earlier that, like, Derek is kind of the blend between Eddie George and Chris Johnson. Like, not comparing their speed, because Chris Johnson's speed was ridiculous. But Derek can pull away from people and run away from people like we've seen him do many times. But he also has, you know, the physicality to his game that Eddie George had. And I'm not – look, Eddie George wasn't slow. I mean, he could pull away from people too. But I think Derek, like the blend of both the power and the speed, pretty incredible, pretty rare.
Yeah, I just feel like 1 yard, and that's a great example for Chris Johnson, but 1 yard, I like Derek Henry right now, the way he's playing. He's running the ball with such physicality. And again, just the ability to go the distance that, you know, certainly is more than Eddie George had.
Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Got a texter that says, I'm going with Chris Johnson because Derrick Henry can't catch the ball past 5 yards off the line of scrimmage.
He never gets a chance to try, really, but yeah, you know, I can't argue that he I mean they don't do it. They don't try it. They don't if he's gonna be involved in catching the ball, it's on one of those screens that I don't think has worked yet.
Have they had
a
screen that's gotten more than 2 yards all season? Like,
it was one
guy reception in the Houston game, but even that, it wasn't really a screen. Like, it was just, he was like a 3-yard route in the Houston game in overtime where he almost broke it on that play by himself.
Yeah, so that's basically he's just an outlet there.
Right.
And he flips it out to him. But I mean, it counts as a catch. It counts as a reception. But
sure, but like just strictly like the screenplay was such a weapon for them last year at times, and it has not worked once this year, it feels like.
Yeah. Wasn't that a better play for Derrick Henry with Marcus at quarterback? Like, ever since Tannehill at quarterback, how many big screen plays have we seen Derek break?
But I don't think it's quarterback related. I think it's opposing D coordinators saying, okay, we can't let this happen, right?
Because yeah, it's hard to catch a screen ball when it's like skipped to you by your feet,
or overthrown,
yeah,
like the Denver game.
I feel so bad. I talk about Marcus every week.
Marcus also put one right in his hands at Jacksonville last year. That's a touchdown,
and he dropped it.
So yeah. The Browns were like – the Browns were the test case. I mean, that was just like, oh, my gosh. They had no idea what was coming. But defenses know that play. I'd still go to it every once in a while. There was one guy the other day. One guy got through his block for the Ravens, and if he doesn't, it's a big, big play. Now, that's all it takes is one guy, but I'd still sprinkle it in every now and then.
When we come back, we'll continue to get your reaction to our poll question at 102.5 The Game on Twitter. They're all in their prime. You need one drive to win the game. Which Titans running back are you taking? Eddie George, Chris Johnson, or Derrick Henry? 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025 on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. That's coming up next. But first, make sure you're tuning in this Saturday to catch the college football game of the week on 102.5 The Game, presented by Gary Force Acura. This Saturday's game is an SEC battle as Auburn and Alabama face off in the 85th playing of the Iron Bowl. Kickoff is at 2:30 p.m. on ESPN 102.5 The Game. We'll be right back. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Now you know who your daddy is, don't you?
Hand to Henry. Henry handles the contact. Speed for a big man.
If you want to play on this football team, you answer me when I ask you, who is your daddy?
Henry getting free. Henry's going to end the game. Titans take it in overtime.
Who's your daddy, Gary? Who's your daddy?
Talk about his second half surge. It just starts to wear you down.
And they win in Baltimore for the second time in 2020.
Is this your team or is this your daddy's team?
Yours.
Mm-hmm.
You know what would have made that clip even better? If the Ravens had somebody on defense named Gary that, like, Derrick Henry just stiff-armed out of the way, it would have been the perfect clip. And it was perfect anyway, but could have been even better.
I wonder if they've ever had someone named Gary.
Named Gary? Yeah, I don't know.
We'll have to look that up.
Yeah.
We'll have to research that.
Great job, Ryan Porth.
Very good stuff.
What a movie. Remember the Titans? Combining it with Derrick Henry. Very nice. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Addressing our poll question of the day at 102.5 The Game on Twitter. If you had to pick one of these Titans running backs of all time in their prime for one drive to win the game, who would you take? Choices are Eddie George, Chris Johnson, or Derrick Henry. Right now, 465 votes in. Derrick Henry leads the way with 52% of the vote. Eddie George at 34%. And Chris Johnson at 14%. But Chris Johnson getting a lot of love on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Jimmy texts in, CJ easily. He's the best blocker, best vision, best receiver, best speed. Also can get the physical tough yard. I've watched every snap of the Titans for 20 years.
All right.
So he says CJ easily in that discussion.
Some strong CJ endorsements despite the low number. On my text line, my buddy Dane says, by the way, Derrick Henry stiff-armed a defensive lineman against the Colts a couple weeks ago and dumped him. I don't remember that. But
oh, yeah, okay. I remember that now. Yeah. A lot of people went after Ryan Clark after that play.
Yeah, yeah.
Why don't I remember that play?
You've seen a lot of football.
Yeah, I've seen and forgotten a lot of football. What part of the game was that?
Couldn't tell.
Well, it was probably before the wheels fell off. So I'd say in the first half, because the wheels fell off before the Titans got the ball in the third quarter.
Well, Derrick Henry had his best stretch when they were at the one after the goal line stand, and you know it's boom, boom, boom. Then the shoulder takes him out for what a play.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, second one, third and one, and yeah, we know the rest.
So Ryan,
maybe it was on that drive.
Let me ask you this: you've watched a lot of Titans football.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie George, Derrick Henry, Chris Johnson, each fun to watch in their own way. Who's the most fun Titans running back to watch you've ever seen?
Oh, it's like,
because to me, this conversation is between two people. Like Eddie George, great player. I'm not sure how much fun like the 4 yards and the cloud of dust was to watch, but Chris Johnson, Derrick Henry, the ability to pop the big play at any time, it's pretty close.
Look, as fun as CJ was from week to week in his prime, there's something unique and amazing when Derrick breaks one of those big plays. That with his size and his power and the fact that you can't bring him down, and it's almost like this, like, you know, puff out your chest moment, even as a fan of, yeah, that's our guy. You cannot bring him down. So I would probably go Derrick.
Okay.
What do you think? Well, it's a great question because for that stretch, Chris Johnson was on the very short list of must-see players in the league. Titans haven't had a lot of those guys, but just the pure ridiculous speed at times was special.
But, so, I mean, Derrick Henry's on that list right now, right? Of the short list of must-see guys in the league.
I agree. That's why it's close. But I think it's worth – I think a lot of people would be like, oh, Derrick, again, because right now he's the guy. I think it's really close. But I agree. The thing is, it's also like what you like watching, because I like power backs. So when you can get both things in one guy – again, like Bo Jackson is probably the best comparison. A guy who would truck people. Everybody remembers the Brian Bosworth play. But he trucked plenty of people in his time and then also could go to the house. You know, that's – I think this is the closest thing to that, or Bo Jackson's the closest thing to this. So I would have to give him a slight edge. But Chris Johnson was
– he was a lot of fun, man.
Yeah.
That 2,000-yard season. And we had a texter on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHunter.com point this out yesterday, like if not for a holding call in that season that was, if you go back and look at it, questionable at best, Chris Johnson breaks off another like 85-yarder and probably breaks the all-time rushing record for a season in that season. So got to keep that in mind as well.
Eric Dickerson will now point out 8 holding calls
right.
in 1984.
Yeah, that, like, I had 16 holding calls. Like the end of the Colts game the other day where there was holding on every play. It was fascinating to watch. Derrick Henry's long runs, certainly more disrespectful. Like, I can think of one of Chris Johnson's touchdown runs I think he had against the Jags where he just absolutely trucked someone like 6 yards across the line of scrimmage and then was gone. And that was like the case of being physical and then outrunning people. Most of Chris Johnson's runs were, all right, he got to the outside, he beat him to the edge, he made one move, made a guy miss in the secondary, and then nobody could catch him. So, it's great. It's fun to watch. But when you see Derrick Henry bouncing off like 6 people and then pulling away from everybody, it's a lot more disrespectful
That's a great point. I will also say with Derrick, he kind of embodies what this Titans team has always been about. With, you know, the blend of Eddie and CJ, but he is still a power back that can hit the big one.
Yeah.
And I think the fact that Eddie was the first one and Steven Eddie, that was the identity for years for the Titans, even beyond their days of wearing the Titans uniform. I think he kind of embodies the identity of what Titans fans grew to love in their early years. And I think that is that contributes to the fact that Derrick is such a fan favorite. I mean, he's fun to watch in his own right, no matter what team he's on. But I think the fact that he's almost like a better version of Eddie George is something that all Titans fans love.
And the funny thing is, it's been 2 years, you know, that's been true. Because really, it was as of 2 years ago, basically, he was frustrating to watch, right? I mean, times he would have the amazing run and the amazing play, but he was frustrating to watch because he wasn't embracing that or just hadn't figured it all out, whatever it was.
Let's go to Chris on Twitter. Chris says, I love Eddie, but I think Derrick Henry is as good or better than him in every facet. With that said, I might choose CJ2K because he was a much more effective receiver than the other two, and that gives him versatility without knowing what kind of defense is being played in this discussion. So,
yeah.
The versatility is certainly a thing. And it's funny you bring up, you know, Derrick Henry's struggles earlier on in his career because Eddie George deserves a lot of credit for Derrick Henry being what he is right now. I mean, Derrick all the time points to the conversation and basically the coaching he got from Eddie George, turning him into the runner we see today. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if turning him into the runner.
Well, help
him. But yeah, obviously something he said resonated with him, you know, talking about like your legs sort of quitting when you take the hit. You know, I mean, look, I think one is looking for the home run, but two is, you know, you come to this league from college football, and it is a totally different level of physicality, a totally different level of injury risk and all that stuff. And he figured out that he could be the hammer and deliver more punishment. Again, it's amazing. We watch him play week to week that he doesn't have injuries. Now, doesn't mean that he won't, but the durability with him is actually quite remarkable.
Here's a great line on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. A texter says, CJ broke ankles, Derrick Henry crushes souls. I like that.
That's pretty good.
There's a lot of truth to that statement.
There is. So we were talking earlier in the show, like, could we be watching Derrick Henry building up a resume for a trip to Canton one day and a Hall of Fame career? I mean, you look at him right now, and to your point, Joe, really the last two seasons is where he's putting in a lot of his work. Obviously won the rushing title a year ago, 1,500 yards, 16 touchdowns. And then you got to remember, like, the playoffs and what you're able to do in the playoffs, that factors into this discussion as well. And he was incredible in the playoffs last year for the Titans. Right now, through 10 games, he's got over 1,000 yards, 1,079 yards, 9 touchdowns, on pace to probably win the NFL rushing title once again. Another 2, 3, 4, 5 years of this, and the Hall of Fame certainly in the cards for Derrick Henry. Can he get to that point of longevity where he makes it a legitimate discussion? That's the question to me. Because it's hard to do at running back.
It is. And it's also, I mean, in today's game, it's hard for running backs to get those kind of numbers the way teams go about it. But obviously this team doesn't go about it that way. And right now he's at 49-12 for his career. Obviously that's regular season only. So he's a very good chance here. Well, good chance. I mean, the Colts are tough on D, but a decent chance that Sunday he gets to 5,000 for the career, which is a pretty big milestone. But, yeah, it's really it comes down to health. If he has it, I'm not saying he's going to be stacking up 1,500s at one after the other, but he's going to produce, and by the end of this contract, if he plays his whole contract here, he should be statistically in the neighborhood.
Yeah, and it's interesting, and I'm going to knock on wood for Titans fans when I say this, but you look at since he's come into the career, 15 games in 2016, 16 in both 2017 and 18 in terms of games played, 15 last year, and he's been in all 10 games this year. With the amount of hits that dude takes, it's been amazing to see, like, how durable he's been with the Titans. Like, even the injury last year didn't really have anything to do with the hit. I mean, it's just a muscle that he was dealing with. But it's been incredible how durable Derrick Henry's been.
Yeah, it really is. And now, he had to leave the Colts game, but they were looking at his shoulder. Last week he had the elevation and takes the hit high and has to leave for a little bit, but he comes right back out there. He could probably use – the Titans could use an idle week here down the stretch that they will not have.
Mm.
But they have to keep plugging. You know, get through this week and you got the Browns, another, you know, defense with some talent, and then it lightens up at least a little bit in terms of opponent quality.
I think the talk about – is Derrick Henry building a Canton resume is way too early in my mind. Because if you compare Derrick Henry to, let's say, Sean Alexander, who was a stud with the Seahawks for a good 5-year stretch where Sean had five consecutive seasons of 1,000-plus yards. He had a huge year when the Seahawks went to the Super Bowl. And when you look at Pro Football Reference, Sean Alexander is way off their Hall of Fame kind of formula. And Derrick Henry isn't even close to what Sean Alexander is at this point. So I honestly think Derrick Henry would have to do what he's doing now for, like, at least four more seasons of being an elite or top five back in the league.
Well, I would agree, but you also have to factor in where you're playing. Like, the NFL is different now. So, I mean, you have quarterbacks now that finish with better numbers that are not very good quarterbacks, but they'll finish with better numbers than Hall of Fame quarterbacks. Like, it's different. It's a different era. You have to factor that in to the discussion as well. Like, you're not going to see, like, Sean Alexander's best year, he had 370 carries. Like, Derrick Henry's not going to get 370 carries. It's just a different time.
Yeah, it's interesting because running backs' numbers are not going to be as good, right?
Yeah.
They just, like, Alvin Kamara, I mean, he rushes for, like, 25 yards every week, but he's a great player. Now, he obviously has big receiving numbers, but it's a different formula. I do, and you're right. I don't disagree with you, Porth. I mean, he's got to stack years here together,
sure,
of being good. It's also, I mean, to me, it is team related too. And if they have good teams that go to the playoffs, and he has more big playoff games that people remember, that's part of it.
That's true.
Yeah, and he already, the playoff resume was starting to be built last year. I mean, that's as good of a 2-game stretch in the playoffs that a running back's had in NFL history. I mean, let's be honest. It
well,
was.
And the 3 games, if you count the Houston, no running back's ever done that at all.
Yeah.
In any kind of 3 games.
Exactly. When we come back, some more bad news for the Titans on the offensive line. Have they reached the point where they can't survive all of these injuries that have taken place? We'll discuss that on the other side. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Tuesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Fun discussion about Derrick Henry, Chris Johnson, and Eddie George. Lots of differing opinions. I like it. I don't think you could go wrong with anybody you choose in that discussion. Different skill sets. But the Titans, they've had some pretty good running backs in their history so far.
Yeah, not many more cases being made for Derrick and Eddie. Tommy Tamagotchi on Twitter says Eddie George could play all 3 downs.
Yeah.
It's a shot to Derrick Henry.
Yeah, I mean, Chris Johnson could play all 3 downs too. But I mean,
Derrick Henry can
play all 3 downs. I think sometimes they take him out too much on 3rd down. And we talked about it a little bit. Like, wouldn't even like having the threat of Derrick Henry being in the game be at times worth keeping him in on 3rd down?
If he does the job in pass pro, yep. Now, Darrington Evans has been designated for return. If you have a dynamic pass receiver, which is the whole idea of drafting that guy where they did, then
I think it changes
things a bit, yes.
But I would not put Jeremy McNichols in the dynamic pass receiver category,
no,
for running backs.
And I don't disagree. Just Henry on the field, naturally, people are drawn to 2-2 on the defense, you know? But yeah, he's got to do the job in pass pro.
So some more bad news over the weekend for the Titans on the offensive line, and we talked about it a little bit yesterday, but Ty Sembrylo looking like he could be out for the rest of the season here for the Titans. They're already obviously without Taylor Lewan. They missed Roger Saffold on Sunday, and we'll see what his status is for the remainder of this week. But, Joe, as you look at this offensive line right now, maybe on their 3rd-string left tackle, can they survive this? Can this Titans offense continue to be productive given all the problems that they've had on the left side of the offensive line? Or are they running into a situation right now where it's just going to be really hard to put up points and sustain drives given the situation they're in on the offensive line?
Yeah, you know, listen, this happens a lot in the NFL. It's gotten pretty extreme for the Titans. Got to bring in some, you know, backup offensive linemen. It's why you have depth. You got pros. I don't think that this offense is doomed because when you have the skill the Titans have and you have an OC who does a good job of deploying that skill, I think that they'll still be able to figure some things out. But it's not great, and certainly I think some of the stuff that they were doing earlier in the season is almost it's not even part of the plan anymore because you know that you just have to get the ball out quickly. Now, can this offensive line run block well enough? And that's one thing I've been impressed with is these guys coming in have done the job.
Yeah.
But protecting Tannehill, that's going to be a challenge.
And a lot of people saying now is the time for the Titans' first-round pick, Isaiah Wilson, to get involved and get into the action here for the Titans. Now, he took a first step in that on Sunday against the Ravens. He was at least activated in that game, which he had not been at any point this season up to that. But I think we're getting close to the point where the Titans are going to need Isaiah Wilson to get in there and contribute. Mike Vrabel was asked about Isaiah Wilson yesterday in his press conference. Here's what Vrabel had to say.
Hey, Mike, how big a step was it for Isaiah Wilson yesterday just to be active, to go through the game day experience? And then if Ty does have to miss some time, do you expect Isaiah to compete with Quisenberry there for potentially a starting role?
Sure. I mean, I think we just have talked to Isaiah about continuing to string some days together, positive days, and, you know, coming in here and being prepared and practicing and proving to everybody that, you know, he knows what to do and he plays in a manner in which we expect our offensive linemen to play.
That was Mike Vrabel yesterday in his press conference. And to that point, let's go to our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Coy in Clarksville texts in, it's time for Isaiah Wilson. He was a first-round pick for a reason. Joe, do you think we're close to seeing Isaiah Wilson involved in a game, maybe even as soon as this Sunday against the Colts?
I'd be shocked if the plan is for him to start. I'd be shocked. Now, of course, we're closer because you're running
out of
people.
You're one injury away. Yeah.
You know, and he was active. I mean, I think he was active Sunday out of necessity. But I agree with the sentiment that first-round pick, why at some point can't he show why this year? So if he's been doing what they've wanted him to do and if he's been getting in better shape and he's been doing all the, you know, all the film and all the mental reps and all that stuff, then at some point this season, I would think it would be possible. Down the stretch, you could get out there and do something. I mean, David Quisenberry did a good job in relief. I mean, I didn't watch him, you know, wasn't just watching him strictly on that drive or those two drives, but obviously he's a pro. He's been around. He can come in and do it. I am interested to see if there's any thought about a switcheroo. And I hear what Corey Curtis said yesterday, like, don't weaken two spots. But if you could be a lot better protecting your quarterback's blind side, even if Dennis Kelly's better on the right side, I think you could make that case. And obviously, if Isaiah Wilson emerges, that's the plan.
Yeah.
That's the move. If Isaiah Wilson emerges and gets on the field, that's certainly what they're going to do. It's going to be Dennis Kelly to the left side. May not be ideal for him, but I would think that, frankly, Dennis Kelly, well, I don't know. I was going to say I would say you'd feel better about him than anybody but Lawan there. Sombrilo did a nice job. I mean, Sombrilo against Ngakoue didn't look very good, but who does? The top tackles in the league,
right,
handle Ngakoue.
Like Taylor Lewan.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the thing. So if Isaiah Wilson is going to push it all here, then Dennis Kelly's got to start getting ready to reverse everything again and go to the other side.
I said on Sunday that Taylor Lewan might actually be underpaid. Do you buy that? Like, has this like totally revealed Taylor Lewan's value, like just how important he is to this group? And then you even, like, you combine that with last year missing the first four games and how atrocious that offensive line was. Like, that dude, we knew he was important, but he's like massively important to this Titans offense.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know about underpaid, but yeah, the value is clear. Yeah. If it wasn't clear before, it's clear now. I mean, think you think about this offense, and it's a shame because it's still really good, and obviously they got some good stuff done against a good defense the other day, but you think about all this skill with what that offensive line was doing when it was healthy. Pretty special group that we won't see again this year.
Let's go to our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Heidi from Dixon texts in, our line will be fine, just got to push forward for Henry. The bigger issue is the defensive line because Joe's Clowney has crippled the team money-wise.
Somehow Heidi's
impressive.
Heidi's trolling hard.
Your team.
Why don't you call in, Heidi? We may need to have this out.
You're Clowney.
Joe's Clowney. Jared and I got in a fight the other day again, too, on text, by the way. So
Doesn't that happen every day?
No. Just he has to, like, his Clowney stuff is just.
No. He was talking about Clowney on Sunday? He wasn't even playing.
Yeah, I don't even know how. I'll find the text thread. I have no idea how it even came about.
Porth, you have news?
Well, it's not necessarily news, but Tony Grossi from ESPN Cleveland has put out there that the Browns-Titans game on December 6th is being considered to be flexed to Sunday night.
Come on. Do that crap to me. I know fans are like, oh, great. I don't need that crap. I care about myself here.
It's a big game.
Tony Grossi, get out of here with that stuff.
It's a big game.
All-nighters are not good.
No.
It is a big game.
What's the Sunday night?
That could come down to a playoff spot.
It's currently Broncos-Chiefs.
Yuck.
Yeah, yuck. Titans-Browns would be fun.
We've seen enough of the Chiefs this year. We don't need to watch them against the Broncos. So just watch them eviscerate
that defense.
Can we
just make it a 3:00 game?
You go through the Week 13 schedule, and there aren't many great options for Sunday night football. I mean, Rams-Cardinals is currently a 3:00 Fox game, but the Cardinals have been flexed to Sunday night a lot already. Eagles-Packers.
No, thanks.
I mean, potential for two division leaders in
yeah,
one game.
Yeah.
There's a good spin on it. That's early for a flex, though, isn't it? Isn't that early in the
it's
schedule
usually like
for
the last
flex?
3 weeks, isn't it?
No, they've changed that in the
have
last
they?
Couple of years, yeah.
Okay.
Where, like, the second half of the season is open for
they're
flex.
Just flexing all over the place.
Give me some Titans-Browns on
honestly,
Sunday night.
Titans-Browns is, like, the best game that day.
Give it to me. I mean, that could decide a playoff spot, depending on how this week goes for the Titans.
Joe is
why do you
so
have to make
mad.
Me? I'm so mad right now.
He is so bad. I think he's more upset at the thought of Browns-Titans being Sunday Night Football than he was this morning when he spilled coffee in his rental car.
I don't know. It's pretty close. When we come back.
I'm just going to sit here and shut up.
Where's our confidence? It's great for the radio show. Where's our confidence level in the Titans heading into this game against the Colts? Can they get their revenge on Sunday in Indy? We'll talk about that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Joe Rex Road vehemently looking forward to the matchup between the Titans and Browns, maybe flexed to Sunday Night Football.
Now Porth is Heidi trolling me. That's Heidi level of trolling me.
That was good. Nice job, Porth.
And listen, good for the Titans fans. I'll be happy for others.
Will you?
Yeah.
You sound so happy.
You sound thrilled.
There is a kids basketball game I could go to if that happens. Although he may not be healthy enough to play, but I'm trying to look at the positives.
Yeah.
Trying to be a sunshine blower?
That's right.
Instead of a doom and gloomer over Sunday night?
Sunday night, that could be, you know, the weather could be rough, too. We're into December.
It'll be a little
Sunday
cold.
Night, if a little chilly out there.
If the Titans and Browns get flexed.
Or flexed.
Or fluxed.
Flux capacitor.
Well, there he goes. That port that was going to be point that was going to be made by Porth.
If they get flexed to Sunday Night Football, that's going to be so 2020. That's the Browns and the Titans.
The right. Titans and
who
the Browns.
Who would have ever thought?
Yeah, Chris. And by the way, Chris Martel is on Twitter, like talking all this trash about like the Browns. Oh, they're going to come in and destroy the Titans.
Has he not seen this movie before?
It's amazing. Like Browns fans, they're just like Lions fans. They really are. Like it's just like the little glimmer of life.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just gets taken away from them.
Yeah. That is a good point. 2020, Browns getting flexed.
What a time. Without Odell Beckham, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, so a big one, obviously, on Sunday against the Colts. We're going to have to spend a lot of time talking about it this week. By the way, we will be here Friday morning for a show on Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. Lots of Titans-Colts talk on that day, so make plans to tune in with us for that. Where's your confidence level in the Titans heading into this game? A good showing in Baltimore, an important win in Baltimore. Indy seems to be rolling right now, both on offense, and obviously we know how good they are on defense. Where's your confidence level in the Titans heading into this game in Indianapolis?
My confidence level is high that they will have a great week with who they've got and will have one of those super focused weeks and then performances that'll give them a chance Sunday. I think this will be their best. The question is that good enough? We just talked about the offensive line. We've talked about Jayon Brown. You know, Clowney is, you know, out for at least a couple weeks here, if not more than that. Have no idea on Adoree Jackson. There's some realities of this team physically that may not. And I do think, again, you're going from, I think, a matchup that, even though it's hard for 1 week, I think it did play to what the Titans are defensively a lot better than what the Colts do. So my confidence level is high that they are going to give this a real shot and have a real chance to win this game. But as far as them actually pulling it off, I don't know. I mean, the Colts are playing really well. I think Jonathan Taylor is starting to really come alive. Maybe it's your Packers have something to do with that. But
they do, promise.
Yeah, but I mean, like he seems to be coming on here. Phillip Rivers is hot right now, and that's a good D. So I'm confident that we're going to have a really good game Sunday. I am pretty confident in that.
Let's go to our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Brian in Portland texts in, "What scares me is the thought of DeForest Buckner against Aaron Brewer. Moving Dennis Kelly to left tackle to give help may be the smartest option. If I'm the Colts and the Titans started Quisenberry at left tackle, I'm lining up Justin Houston and Buckner on that side for the entire game."
Yeah, I mean, a lot of this is – it's an interesting situation. If it's Quisenberry, which I think it will be this week – Do you take Kelly away from his comfort level where he's better so that you can have the better player at the more important spot? That's going back to what Corey Curtis talked about yesterday. Like, do you weaken two spots? You're weakening right tackle. You're taking Kelly away from his best spot, and you're putting Quisenberry in there. Now you aren't weakening left tackle in this situation, but you are – I think that's Kelly's – second best side, you know,
of the two.
Yeah, of the two.
Yes,
you know, but I still think you could make the case that, hey, look, who's your best offensive tackle right now? And if you lost some Brylo and he was doing the job over there doing fine, so now who's your best tackle, and don't you want him protecting your quarterback's blind side,
especially when he's got the ability to do it? Because I mean not every tackle in the league can switch sides. Like, we've seen right. How difficult that is for some guys to do. So when Dennis Kelly has the ability to go over there and do it, I mean, this to me makes Isaiah Wilson just so important. You got to get him in a spot where you feel comfortable putting him in the game and starting him, because I think your line, if you could get competent play out of Isaiah Wilson with that size and everything that he's got from a physical standpoint to move Kelly over to the left, I think you feel a lot better about the line if you're Ryan Tannehill.
And that's another – you could make the case to switch it, and you're still going to go with like Quisenberry this week. And again, some of this is his comfort,
yeah,
you know, on either or. But then you make the case that, you know what, get Kelly ready over there, and that's just going to be his spot. It's got to be. And at some point, maybe you can have Wilson emerge and take over the spot. And now Kelly is used to playing on the left side. And then maybe Isaiah Wilson at some point is there on the right side, and who knows? You may have something. I mean, look, Isaiah Wilson, for all the issues, and we all know what they are, there's been a lot of them. I mean, the guy has a lot of physical ability. There's a reason he was a first-round pick. He's a guy with the potential to be a good offensive tackle in the NFL. So if that's true, then there's no reason, even with all this other stuff, that he can't have some good weeks and get himself onto the field for an offensive line that needs help this badly.
And, I mean, the Colts, from the other side of the ball on defense, I mean, they're figuring things out with Phillip Rivers at quarterback. I mean, Hines came in here and just torched the Titans. He finished with 70 yards and a touchdown on that game on the ground, then added another 45 through the air. Pittman had 101 yards in the game against the Titans, and he had another 45-yard touchdown last week against the Packers. So Pittman's starting to get things figured out as well. So the weapons that at one point this year for the Colts offense were struggling a little bit and taking some time to get going, it seems like they're figuring things out. So, I mean, the Colts offense, which I think heading into the game a couple of weeks ago we thought was maybe the weakness of their team, it's starting to round out into form, and Phillip Rivers – has played well the last three games. He really has. He's looked good.
Yeah, I mean, you think about, like, it wasn't long ago that team managed 10 points against the Ravens.
Yeah.
You know, but they've got it rolling. And Hines had a big game against the Titans, and he victimized Jayon Brown. But you'd still much rather have Jayon Brown available to try to cover him.
Yeah, like, who's going to cover him now?
So now, well, I mean, I really think that it's David Long is a guy who I think has the ability to be a good player. And certainly has the speed to play that position and handle some of those things. So I think it's him.
When we come back, we'll be joined by our man Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports. We'll talk Titans and Ravens, Titans and Colts, and visit all things NFL with him. That's coming up next. First, tonight, make sure you're tuning in. Nashville SC will take on Toronto FC in round one of the MLS Cup playoffs. Catch all the action on the official flagship for Nashville SC, ESPN 94.9. Pregame starts at 4:45, and the match begins at 5 p.m. We'll be right back with Charles Robinson on Robbie and Rex Road, live from the Wholesale Link studio, powered by RumbleOn.com, here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.